ever feel like, I don't know, maybe society kind of hands us this picture perfect image of what a relationship should be, but then reality is, well, let's just say it's a bit more
It
complicated.
really is, and that's exactly what we're diving into today.
We're tackling this thought-provoking blog post, and it's from, get this, the Mindful Modern Mistress.
Yeah, before anyone jumps to conclusions, it's not about, endorsing that lifestyle.
Right. It's more about using this perspective as a, what would you call it, a launch pad. It's a
Yeah.
launch pad to explore these really, really thorny questions about like love, commitment, all that in modern relationships.
And you know what's so interesting about this particular post? It uses this case study that sounds like, at first glance, like the ideal relationship.
Oh, I know, right? The blogger lays out this whole scenario. You've got the husband, totally convinced his marriage is rock solid. He's all praises for his wife. They never fight. Successful careers, beautiful home, literally the whole nine yards.
But here's the catch. His job, it's got him traveling like all the time.
Constantly. And that's where things get really, really interesting. Because while he's off building this life he sees as perfect, he could be missing some pretty fundamental relationship stuff.
Oh, absolutely. He's on the road, what does she say, like 40 weeks a year? That's most of the year.
It is. And he gets back from one of these trips, finds out his wife, who they thought might not be able to have kids, is pregnant. You'd think pure joy, right?
Right.
And he is, but he's also crazy suspicious.
And that's the big question, isn't it? What's going on in his head? If a perfect relationship for him hinges on his definition of fidelity, what does that say about their connection emotionally?
Exactly. Like, is he thinking that providing financially means he's truly there in the relationship? And this is where, and bear with me here, John Mayer comes in. You know that song, Love is a Verb.
Loving a thing, love is a verb. So good and so relevant here because it's saying love isn't just this feeling, it's action, it's constant effort. It's being there for your partner emotionally.
Totally. So we've got this husband defining a perfect relationship based on, let's be real, some maybe outdated ideas. And then you've got John Mayer over here turning our whole idea of love upside down.
And that leads us to the core of what the blogger is saying, which is the ethics of all this.
Yes. And this is where it gets good, folks. This is where the deep dive really begins, because she's not interested in just pointing fingers. She wants us to actually grapple with this question. Is it even right, ethically, to expect someone to put their needs on hold, especially when the other person isn't around a lot?
And it's a question that I think a lot of couples probably think about, but it's not talked about openly very often. It's almost like, when you build a house and the foundation, it can't quite hold the weight of the, well, everything, life, the house, all of it.
Whoa, yeah. Like the foundation isn't strong enough and the whole thing's at risk makes you think about how we even define needs in a relationship. And this is where she brings up this term. You familiar with ethical non-monogamy?
Right. And it's a term that, we got to be careful with. It's not about saying, go ahead, cheat, or ditching commitment altogether. It's more like acknowledging that the traditional monogamy thing, with all its, rules,
Yeah.
maybe that doesn't work for every single couple, especially, and this is key, if someone's needs aren't being met within the relationships.
Exactly. Like maybe it's not about this being the right answer for everyone, but more like she's shaking things up, you know, making us question these default settings we have. It's almost like she's saying, what if we were just like more honest, more open about the fact that, hey, needs exist. And maybe, just maybe, those needs can fall outside those lines we've drawn around relationships.
And it's not just some random idea she's throwing out there. She brings in the stats. And get this, infidelity rates way higher than you'd think, even in those picture-perfect marriages. Doesn't excuse it, not at all, but it does make you wonder about unmet needs and, well, looking for fulfillment somewhere else, right?
Oh, 100%. It's like that whole you can't pour from an empty cup thing, you know what I mean? And speaking of these expectations we have in relationships and like what society expects, this is where she talks about the masculine container. And I'll admit that threw me off a little at first.
The very evocative metaphor, I think, and powerful. It speaks to how often it's like men are almost forced to bottle up their emotions, be the strong, silent type, work, providing for the family, that comes first, above everything else.
And then it creates this imbalance, doesn't it? Where success equals your job, your paycheck. But then that emotional intimacy, that connection, that's put on the back burner.
Exactly. And the other side of that masculine container is it puts all the pressure on women to be the emotional ones, right? Taking care of everyone else's feelings, often at their own expense. It's like this unspoken script we're all following, even if we don't realize it.
Totally. And in this whole case study, you can see it, right? He fits the masculine container perfectly. Career's amazing, providing financially, but maybe, just maybe, he's missing that emotional intimacy his wife might be craving.
Right. And it makes you think, what if the roles were flipped? What if she was the one traveling all the time for work? Would we judge her the same way if she looked for emotional support or connection outside the marriage? Or do we, like, as a society, expect different things from men and women in these situations?
Oh, that is a great question. And I know some people listening right now are probably like, wait a minute, are we like giving cheating a pass? And the answer is absolutely not.
The point isn't to justify infidelity, it's to, like, have a more nuanced conversation, you know, about how complicated relationships actually are. We've got to look past these easy labels, cheater, victim. Sometimes it's not that black and white.
It's not always about blame, blame, blame. It's about trying to understand why someone might make a choice that seems on the surface wrong.
Exactly. And to see that, a lot of times, both people play a part when a relationship falls apart, even if one person messed up more obviously. What about those unmet needs, the pressure from society, all those unspoken expectations? Did those contribute?
It's crazy, right? We see things from this like surface level, make all these judgments, but like we were saying, there's always more to the story. Always.
Always. And that's the thing, that whole picture-perfect image, the one everyone expects, it really messes us up. You know, like, we end up disappointed, resentful, and we don't even want to think about the hard parts of actually building a life with another person.
And building a life together, that's not always pretty. Relationships, they're messy. You got to put in the work, talk to each other, and be ready to change, grow alongside each other.
And maybe even more importantly, we got to check ourselves, our own biases, what we expect. And yeah, even the stuff we're not so great at. It's not about pointing fingers, but realizing that we all come into this with our own, like, baggage, our own needs, and how we see the world.
Totally. And it takes me back to that John Mayer lyric, love is a verb. We forget that sometimes, It's not some feeling you have. It's waking up every day and choosing to be there, be present, and actually grow that connection with your partner.
And in a world where, let's be real, the old rules of relationships are being, like, thrown out the window. That active choice, it's even more important. We got to have those real, honest conversations with ourselves, with our partners. What do we actually want? What do we need to feel fulfilled? How do we support each other as individuals and as a couple?
It's deep, man. So as we like start to wrap up this deep dive, we're left with more questions than answers, which honestly I think is a good thing.
It is. It means we're having the conversations that matter, the ones we need to have right now. Challenging those old ideas of what a relationship should be and making space for something more honest, more open, and yeah, more fulfilling.
100%. So if this got you thinking, if maybe you see your own relationship a little differently now, keep exploring those thoughts. Remember, love is a verb, my friends. And the best relationships, built on respect, understanding, and a whole lot of conscious effort. Until next time, everyone.